This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Thanksgiving on a weekend where lots of broadcasts are canned or pre-recorded. We're live. We're here. You can come directly into the doctor's office and you can pose a question or you can share a comment or an opinion. 877-726-8255 is our number. Rare opportunity to get a doctor's appointment when everybody is out of town and on vacation. And a very happy Thanksgiving to you. And I had a great Thanksgiving with a bunch of family. Lots of driving, though. I had to drive way up from New York City up to Connecticut, but it was worth it to see all the family and friends. And now the kids are having kids, and there's a bunch of little kids running around, and the generations are perpetuating themselves. And this is a gathering of folks that I've been seeing for over 20 years, and the families are growing. And the kids are all right. All those kids who were, throwing stuff at each other and didn't look like they were going to be able to make it, they're remuneratively employed. and they're responsible members of society raising kids of their own. So pretty exciting to see the procession of the generations. And just to show you that I really care for you, I've dug up a bunch of diagnoses which may help you this Thanksgiving. And the reason for this is because in order to get any kind of medical reimbursement, you've got to apply a code to whatever medical problem you're presenting with. And the key is the code. If you get the wrong code, you're denied reimbursement. So you get stuck with the bill. So we doctors, we have to purchase expensive instruction manuals, manuals that look like the Brooklyn telephone book used to look like, with literally thousands and thousands of diagnoses in fine print. And these days, they're all on the computer, so you can look stuff up. Say you have a neck injury, and then you plug it in, and then you can determine what type of neck injury, how it was caused, is it acute, is it chronic, et cetera, et cetera. And you have to slice and dice and get precisely the right code to get the right diagnosis. These books are expensive. In psychology and in psychiatry, there's a book called the DSM book. It costs you $199 just to be able to use the right codes. To give you an idea of the inflation, $84 in 2000, the number of diagnoses have proliferated. The price tag has gone up more than twice the rate of inflation. For medical diagnoses, there's something called ICD-10, and that manual will cost doctors $208 to keep that at the front desk. So when patients come up, they can fill out their insurance forms properly. And this has actually dissuaded a lot of doctors from practicing medicine, because medicine is becoming even more and more bureaucratized. We need computers and expensive systems to keep track of things. Billing is complicated. You have to hire more and more people to get the correct billing, to wrangle with the insurance companies. It's actually driving a lot of doctors, particularly older doctors, out of practice. They just don't want to put up with it. anymore. But to help you out this Thanksgiving, I've come up with a few germane diagnoses, Thanksgiving-themed diagnoses. For example, there is actually a code for pecked by a turkey. That would be W61.43. But in order to get proper reimbursement, you have to use a suffix code to indicate whether this is an initial encounter with a turkey, which would be 43XA, or a subsequent encounter. Perhaps you've had several encounters with a turkey. That would be 43XD, or the long-term sequelae of an encounter with a turkey. Say you have an encounter with a turkey around Thanksgiving. The turkey viciously pecks you, and a couple of months later, you develop a pain syndrome. That would be W61.43 with the suffix 43XS. However, you must distinguish, because if you are charged or scratched by a turkey, as opposed to being pecked by a turkey, there's a completely different diagnostic code. It would be W61.49, which denotes, quote, other contact with a turkey. And my astute producer, Al, said, what about if a frozen turkey, if you drop one of those 22-pounders on your foot? I wonder if that covers, if that is covered by other contact with a turkey. There are other types of problems and perils that occur at Thanksgiving. There is a code in the among the psychiatric diagnoses, V61.8, which denotes problems in relationship with in-laws, which may or may not have arisen for you as you encounter some of your more problematic relations over the holidays. A lot of people fighting inclement weather, particularly in the Midwest, and you can also code for a fall due to ice and snow. That would be W00.9, and again, you have to denote whether it's an initial or a subsequent encounter with ice and snow, or whether it is the long-term sequelae. Say you slip and fall, and then pain arises 2 months later. Okay, that would be the XS code suffix that you would apply to W00.9. Say you are involved in the Black Friday hysteria, you know, where you go for that flat screen. It's on sale. It's marked down. You can't resist, and you go to your local electronics store. You might make use of this code, W52, crushed, pushed, or stepped upon by crowd or human stampede. That might help you out if you're injured in the fracas to get the latest Christmas toy or electronic device that is so temptingly marked down. A lot of people might be suffering from this one, K30, which stands for functional dyspepsia, which might be differentiated from heartburn, which has a completely different code. That would be R12. And if you're worried about getting the right code, you might suffer from yet another form of dyspepsia, nervous dyspepsia, which has a different code, F45.8. Mishaps occur in the kitchen while carving the turkey. W29.1, contact with electric knife, might cover that eventuality. Some people deep fry their turkey. That, to me, suggests a very high likelihood of a trip to the emergency room and perhaps the burn unit, where they might employ X10.2, which is the code for contact with fats and cooking oils. And finally, you know, after all is said and done, and, you know, you do all this traveling and you get up early to take advantage of the Black Friday sales, and you spend a lot of time talking late into the night. Z72.820 would be the code for you for sleep deprivation, which you must remember is not to be confused with ordinary insomnia. There's a code for that, 647.0X for insomnia. So there there you have it. The codes, they just keep proliferating. They drive doctors nuts. But you gotta have the right code if you're going to go to the doctor these days. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. We're, the doctor's office is open, and we're taking your calls live on this Thanksgiving weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Very happy Thanksgiving to you. And we're going to take your phone calls at 877-726-8255. You can call in with questions related to diet, supplements, exercise, high-tech medical interventions. If you've got a medical quandary, share it with us, 877-726-8255. Or even a comment about, you know, what you think. Maybe you're dyed-in-the-wool vegan and it's worked for you, or maybe you're an inveterate carnivore and you want to share your experience. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by the way, you can use that number 24/7 all week long, even when we're not on the air, and you can call and it'll prompt you to record a question. We'll take some of those questions shortly. But where I go for Thanksgiving, it is a nonstop potlatch, which begins Wednesday afternoon when the guests arrive, and some of them stay in this big house, but others stay in satellite facilities, finding a local hotel. And then we start eating, and there's all kinds of goodies the night before and the morning of and the afternoon, because God forbid you can go from brunch to Thanksgiving dinner without having some food. So there's plenty of food around, and there's lots of cheesy delicacies there. And I don't generally eat dairy. I avoid it. If it's there, I'm going to sample it. So I have my share of delicious cheesy delicacies. And there's a lot of controversy about dairy. In fact, in the China study, it was pointed out that in China, the increase in cardiovascular disease, which was virtually unknown in the early 1900s. It skyrocketed, and there are some very neat graphs in there which perfectly correlate the intake of dairy with the intake of cardiovascular disease and cancer. And, of course, the premise of the China study is that we should be on plant-based diets, that vegan diets are preferable, and that all the woes of mankind are due to the introduction of excess animal protein, whether from meat or from dairy sources. And there are also people who state the obvious, which is that for humans, dairy consumption is really not natural. We're the only animals who consume dairy in adulthood, right? Because dairy is there from the mommy mammal, who then feeds her young, and then they wean off the dairy. But they only get a species-specific dairy. A weasel gets weasel dairy. A calf gets cow dairy. A baby lion gets lion dairy, but humans consume the dairy products of other species. So is that really natural? So on a Paleolithic diet, dairy is considered something that should be avoided. So lots of controversy about dairy. Dairy products are a major component of most diets, contributing around 10% of calories in the United States. There's a big review here in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition about dairy. And what they found is that after adjustment for other risk factors, higher dairy fat intake in comparison with carbohydrate was associated with lower diabetes risk in middle-aged women. What they found was that dairy was not a problem. And they suggest that this may be due to several factors. You know, dairy has vitamin D, it has calcium, it also has, they mention menoquinones, that's vitamin K, which may have a protective effect. And what they discovered in three big studies in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they basically exonerated dairy. Intakes of yogurt, cheese, and butter in one other study were not significantly associated with the risk of dying. And they say that together, the findings provide little support that consumption of total dairy, dairy subtypes, or even dairy fat is harmful, and they continue to build the case for possible benefits. They say that there's a craze of competing popular diets and their proponents that have simultaneously fueled confusion, controversy, and skepticism, but ignoring the preponderance of evidence, some popular books and social media headlines claim that dairy foods are toxic, according to three big studies in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Au contraire, dairy can be safe for human consumption and even beneficial. So we may need to rethink that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. I feel better about eating all that cheese. I will survive. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary.
Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on this Thanksgiving weekend. Hey, we're live. That means you can call us. You can pose a question. Yeah, I know you're out, probably shopping, pursuing those bargains, or maybe you're just recuperating from Thanksgiving. I hope that you weathered that experience. Or perhaps you're traveling. A lot of people went far and wide to attend family gatherings, so maybe makes it more difficult for you to call. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 now, or you can call anytime and you can record a question. We'll take one of your recorded questions in a little while. Norovirus, a big problem for people who are cruising. And, you know, the aftermath of Thanksgiving means that we're gearing up for Christmas season, but we're also gearing up for cruising season. It's a big industry. But one of the biggest challenges to the cruise industry is that people get sick on boats. It's like a mini city, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people congregated on a boat, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And if there's food contamination, it spreads like wildfire. And that deters a lot of people from cruising because they say, you know, I don't want to go and get, a terrible diarrheal disease on a boat. Be miserable and seasick and, that it's a big problem. And as yet, there is no cure for norovirus. You can take some medications to mitigate the severity of norovirus. Taking anti-diarrheal medications is actually not a good idea because you want to clear the pathogen from your system. You don't want to, falsely suppress the body's attempt to eliminate some of these pathogens and toxins. So this is something that I've thought about for quite a long time, and I've always pondered the question, why on a cruise? You keep hearing this, you know, there's 1,100 people on the boat, and 400 of them come down with norovirus. So why, oh why, were the other 700 protected from the ravages of this virus? And I've speculated they really should do some studies to find out what protects people from norovirus and what are the risk factors for acquiring norovirus. And since a lot of older people go on cruises, they have time, they're hitting their bucket list, you know, they're in the golden years, and so they cruise a lot. And cruising's easy, you know, it's less arduous than creating your own itinerary. They really coddle you and take you from place to place. It's easy for older people to get on a boat and go, you know, to their destination. So what I've speculated on is if they did a study, they'd probably find that a lot of the people who get sick are in some way immunocompromised. And one of the ways to become immunocompromised in your gut is to take a lot of antibiotics or to take acid-blocking medication. And I would say that among over 65 individuals, a very high percentage, high double digits, maybe 20, 30% of them are chronically taking drugs like Prevacid and Nexium and Acifex. These medications suppress the stomach acid, and they may cause an overgrowth of not happy bacteria. And antibiotics kill off beneficial bacteria. And these people should be taking probiotics to protect themselves. And indeed, here is the key study. It's in the November 25th edition of Nature Microbiology. A new study by scientists at Washington University School of Medicine has shown that gut microbes can tamp down or boost the severity of norovirus infection. So that's quite fascinating because that really fits in with what I've speculated on, that a messed up microbiome may make you more likely
to get a norovirus infection if you're exposed, and that even if you're exposed, maybe you'll resist developing a severe diarrheal episode. So the researchers are planning more studies to help investigate whether there may be ways to manipulate the gut environment to stimulate the immune system in ways that could shut down norovirus infection. Well, how about considering probiotics? What about that? That study needs to be done. Although there might be some trouble in getting human volunteers for that particular study. But if you're going on a cruise, consider taking a probiotic to make sure that your gut is protected from pathogens. All right, here's a way that you can support your immune system. A lot of people are susceptible to illness this time of year. They overeat. They're taking too much sugar. They're exposed to the elements. There's lots of stress as people, you know, worry about making it through Christmas. And if you're looking to give your immune system a boost, here's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. By the way, oregano is a great antibacterial that can suppress the growth of harmful bacteria in your intestine. Future Farms wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as I said, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation. It helps to alleviate muscle pain. It improves memory. Yeah, there are actually brain effects of rosemary. And it also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits because, you know, you may not want to smell like a pizza pie, so the natural honey flavor camouflages that. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. All right, Al, let's take that recorded call, 877-726-8255. You can record a call whenever you like, 24/7 during the week. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Carol. I had a recent bone density. I'm a 72-year-old woman. I'm in good health. I'm 5'7", 130 pounds, don't take any medication. And my recent bone density indicates that I'm falling into the osteoporosis side of the house, so I'm not too happy about this. I did get your suggestion of strontium and bone builder. I haven't started taking it as yet, but I just wondered, is there anything else that I could possibly do? I'm trying to avoid taking the medications that I know the doctor will prescribe. I do eat a very good diet. I do eat yogurt. I do eat cottage cheese, things with calcium. And I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could possibly do. Thanks very much.
Okay, great question. And you're already on it by taking strontium, which is the numero uno bone builder. It's the most potent bone builder that's available via the supplement marketplace. And in fact, in Europe, it's available only as a medication. So paradoxically, here you can't get strontium as a medication, but you can get it as a supplement. It is one of the few things that not only will slow the decline of bone loss, but it will also augment bone. So we, for instance, I just reviewed with a patient a very good response to strontium. She, in 2019, has a better bone density now than she did in 2006. You see the comparative values. You know, she gets a DEXA bone densitometry every couple of years. And this is, after several years of using strontium, each time she's up, 4%, 6%, 8%. And her bone density is rapidly approaching the normal level. So that's key. You're taking a good calcium. A calcium product that I like is something called OsteoPrev. There's also OsteoThera. They're available through FullScript, and they're, you know, broad spectrum osteoporosis formulas that contain not just calcium in a bioavailable form, but also magnesium and manganese and ipriflavone and boron and lysine even goes into that equation. Silica can be in some of these formulas, or you can take it separately. You want to make sure that your vitamin D is adequate. You have to check your vitamin D because some people require more to achieve vitamin D adequacy. I like to see a vitamin D of 40 or 50 at least if you're trying to overcome osteoporosis. Deficiency is defined as less than 20 on the scale that's normally used. But to get optimal bone density, you got to go up to, you know, 40, 50 or more. You want to avoid taking acid blocking medications. I presume you know that. One of the interesting sidelights to this is that unbeknownst to a lot of people, even though they don't have severe digestive problems, they may have celiac disease or, you know, a less obvious form of gluten intolerance that causes them to malabsorb minerals. And so whenever we see osteoporosis, we screen for that. We check to see whether people have celiac. And sometimes, even when people are not plagued by gastrointestinal problems, as so often happens in celiac disease, they have sort of a hidden form of celiac that causes them to become osteoporotic. That's very important to check that whenever someone checks in with a bone density that's low. I mean, it's not obviously when you're 72, there's a lot of reasons why you might have a decline in bone density, including genetic susceptibility. That can be determined through a saliva test. There are now saliva tests that yield genetic information to show whether you need to be more aggressive about preventing osteoporosis. The other thing that you should be taking, you didn't mention it, is vitamin K2, the MK7 type of vitamin K2, which works on the osteocalcin pathway, and that actually helps with bone deposition and can help to overcome osteoporosis as well. Olive leaf extract is important. You want it, obviously, an extra virgin olive oil. Use it liberally on your food, but you may want to take an olive leaf extract product, which contains some of the bone-building substances that make the Mediterranean diet a helpful preventive against osteoporosis. So there you have it. You know, weight-bearing exercise, yeah, that's good too. And some people use a vibrating plate. Vibrating plate has, in some studies, been shown to enhance bone density. So if you stand on a plate for 10 minutes a day, I've got one of these at home, that can also be helpful. And it's helped some of my patients. So there you have it. Thank you for calling 877-726-8255. And we invite callers to call live during today's program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle supplement protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Palmer. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you about our Cyber Monday sale. You know, it is your duty as an American or, you know, whatever country you're in, because a lot of people listen in Canada and across the world to this program. It is your duty on Cyber Monday to go wake up and immediately go to your computer or to your mobile device and order a lot of stuff. And so you have a choice. You can get that 65-inch flat-screen TV or some fancy headphones or a Christmas sweater, or you can invest in your health by going to FullScript, and we're running a Cyber Monday sale, 10% off the usual low prices on all the products that you hear me mention on this program. You can have access to physician quality products that I personally select. I've curated a wonderful dispensary of natural products at FullScript, which is an online dispensary, and you'll take an additional 10% off if you shop this Monday. So I teased this story on Facebook. I promised to tell you about this remarkable story about the toxicity of mercury. This is a case history of KW, an actual person, Karen Wetterhan, PhD, who spilled 2 drops of organic mercury on her hand. And she didn't think too much of it at the time because she was wearing gloves and she thought she was protected. Just 2 drops. And she barely even noticed it. She was handling a very dangerous substance, which is methylmercury. And methylmercury is not really equivalent to the type of mercury that you're going to get by eating a lot of fish. In fact, to get an equivalent dose of this very active form of mercury that she spilled on her glove, you would have to eat, let me see here, they do an equivalence here. You would have to eat 4,000 kilograms of, I'm sorry, even more, 65,000 kilos of fresh Atlantic salmon in one sitting to get you to the same level of mercury exposure that she got. Okay, so, but what this does, this story illustrates the potential toxicity of mercury. And some of the mercury that you consume from fish like, by the way, this type of salmon is not particularly high in mercury. Salmon is not a good example here. You know, you'd still have to consume an awful lot of tuna or swordfish, fish that are high in mercury, in one sitting to get an equivalent dosage, to get the same level of mercury that was found out in autopsy in the frontal lobe of KW's brain. Okay, spoiler alert, she died. But on the way to dying, this is what happened. She presented the emergency room with progressive deterioration in balance, gait, and speech. She tells the admitting nurse that she has lost 15 pounds over the last 2 months. And it was a mystery because she wasn't really correlating that with her exposure to those 2 drops of mercury. And she was wearing gloves anyway. She thought the gloves would protect her. But it turns out that gloves, ordinary gloves, are not protective against this toxic form of methylmercury. Penetrates the gloves, goes right through. And so a blood test revealed that her blood mercury levels were over 4,000 micrograms per liter. We consider toxic greater than 10. You actually get a notification from the state health department if your levels are, say, in the teens. Her levels were 4,000. That's 4,000 times greater than the upper limit of normal. She had progressive neurological decline, and she had a deterioration in her handwriting, slurred speech. She ultimately lapsed into a coma, and she died a horrible death in spite of the fact that she received something called Succimer, which is DMSA. And we use DMSA with our patients who have ordinary mercury exposure. It's a chelating agent. It traps the organic mercury, and it mixes well with water, which allows it to be eliminated by the kidneys. And in spite of the fact that she received the DMSA, it was too late. It didn't help. It had penetrated her brain, because mercury goes predominantly to the liver and the brain. It damages cells, disrupts movements and speech and senses, and ultimately she succumbed. Only three other cases of dimethylmercury poisoning documented in history. In 1865, two lab assistants passed away after several weeks of doing their initial research on it. In 1960s, another lab worker was exposed to it. He, too, developed neurological decline. So mercury is not something to be trifled with. It can be extremely toxic, and we should pay attention to our mercury exposure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.